John chapter 15. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I've called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other.
Well, thank you, Phil, and it's very good to be speaking to you on this Remembrance Sunday service, and welcome to you all. Let me remind you of a very famous saying: greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Very often we just hear the first part of that sentence: greater love hath no man. Many will be very familiar with that saying. It is a phrase that has been put on many war memorials. It is a phrase that is used to honor those who gave their lives in the cause of freedom and peace. It is a phrase of respect and gratitude towards those who have died in the line of duty. It is a phrase that was used particularly, of course, of those who died and on the war memorials from the First World War. And the words express a simple idea: that it is very noble, it's a very noble thing to do, to give up your life for the good of others. It's a particularly loving thing to do, to lay down your life. And there is something, isn't there, within us that tells us it is good to remember those who gave their lives for us, however we express it. We think of all those young men who gave their lives in the First World War. It's a very powerful thing to visit those World War I battlefields, to see the graves, as we saw on that song clip, miles of them, to see the memorials, to see the trenches, to go to the Somme, to the Vimy Ridge, to sense the scale of the loss of life and how many young lives were lost. It's very powerful to be on the beaches of Normandy and to think of how many were lost in June 1944. And it's powerful to hear the stories of individual bravery and sacrifice. Greater love hath no man captures something very deep. I found a very moving story of a young American soldier called Ross McGinnis. In December 2006, he was on a patrol near Baghdad. Ross was 19, and he was manning the gunner's hatch on an armored vehicle. An insurgent tossed a grenade into the vehicle from above. It flew past McGinnis and down through the hatch before lodging by the radio mount in the vehicle. The platoon sergeant, Cedric Thomas, describes what happened next. McGinnis yelled, "Grenade, it's in the truck." And Thomas said, "I looked up out of the corner of my eyes, I was crouching down, and I saw him pin it down." Although McGinnis could have leapt to safety from his position at the gunner's hatch, his first instinct was to help his fellow soldiers. He had time to jump out of the truck, Thomas said. He chose not to. Instead, he jumped onto the grenade so that he would absorb the bulk of the blast. He was killed, and his friends suffered only minor injuries. He loved his friends, and he gave his life for them. Greater love has no man. But if we simply think of soldiers and reflect on the debt that we owe at them, and reflect on these wonderful stories of bravery, we do miss something that is absolutely amazing. You may know also, of course, that the phrase, greater love hath no man, or if I can use a modern translation we just had read to us, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for his friends, are words that are spoken by Jesus Christ. If you hear the words, greater love hath no man, and all you think of the war dead, I think it's fair to say that we are missing out on the most amazing truth and source of joy. Let me explain. These words were spoken by Jesus to his disciples just before his death, just before his crucifixion. He is preparing his disciples for his departure. And one of the things that he commands them to do as he leaves them is to love each other. They are to love one another. They are to love one another, Jesus says in that passage, as I have loved you. Jesus is saying, as I have loved you, now you must love one another. And how does Jesus love his disciples? Well, our sentence tells us, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. This phrase, this saying, this truth comes from Jesus' lips and is about him. Jesus so loved his friends that he laid down his life for them. But why was he doing that? Why did he need to lay down his life for them? Was it like one of the brave soldiers who threw himself onto the grenade for the sake of his comrades? Well, yes. Similar, but even bigger. You see, all of us, all of Jesus' disciples had sinned, have sinned. We are all unclean in God's sight. We all deserve God's judgment. We do not deserve eternal life. And whether we know it or not, we are in terrible danger with God. But Jesus was perfect. He never sinned. He was God in the flesh, and in love he came to save. And he laid down his life. It was voluntary. He did not have to. He went to the cross. He gave up his life. He took the blast. He took the condemnation. He took the death that his friends deserved. Amazing love for his friends, laying down his life for them so that they could have their sins forgiven and have new life with Jesus as their friend and be in a right relationship with God. Well, what are we to make of this? What are we to do with this love? The love that Jesus has for his friends. Well, would you like the benefits of being a friend of Jesus? You see, the benefits of his death are the cleansing from sin and new life, and we get to know God and enjoy him forever. Would you like the benefits of being one of Jesus' friends? If you are not in the friendship group, would you like to be in the friendship group? How do you join? You ask him and he lets you in. And we come to Jesus and we say, I need you, Jesus. I have sinned. I have guilt. I deserve condemnation. I deserve judgment. Jesus, I am looking to you for forgiveness and life. Please grant it to me. And he will take you in and you will enjoy forgiveness and new life. A second question we can ask and finish with is, what does Jesus want his friends to do? What does Jesus want his friends to do? Well, this section is all about his disciples remaining in him so that they may bear fruit for Jesus. And one of the key ways of remaining in Jesus is to love each other. We have to go on obeying Jesus. We have to go on praying. We have to go on serving him. But key in all this is loving each other. It comes up a couple of times. My command is this, love each other, verse 12, as I have loved you. And then we get the great love showing what love looks like. The section finishes, this is my command, love each other. And what is here is profound. The Father loves the Son has loved us, and we are to love each other. Profound, simple, Jesus' friends are to love each other. This is not easy. We almost certainly won't have to throw ourselves on the grenade, but there are many ways of never doing harm to others and seeking to do them good always. There are many ways that we'll be called to love, and love is costly. Love is costly. So on Remembrance Sunday, it is good to remember the death of others for us. But let us not forget the one who died for his friends, the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you love the Son. We thank you for his love for us. May we grasp that love and know that love. And may we love each other deeply. And we pray this in Christ's name. Amen. And we'll just reflect now for a few moments in song again as we think about the amazing love that Christ has and his death for us and the honours that belong to him. Thank you. Let's pray. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.